We have some heroes and zeros today. The hero, he jumped overboard on a Disney cruise.
Yeah, Disney cruise dad.
Mm-hmm. Disney cruise dad.
I mean, when you heard the I've only know some of the basic facts. I don't know a lot about it. But the man's young daughter, 3 or 4 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fell over.
Overboard off a Disney cruise as they're returning to the U.S.
That's right.
And he went in after her. And typically, you never see these people again.
That's right. The ship was returning to Fort Lauderdale from a trip to the Bahamas. The little girl, 4 years old, fell overboard, which is surprising because that's pretty tough to do, I think. Although I guess you can go through the railing instead of over the railing.
So I haven't been on a Disney boat. You have.
Yeah. He jumped in. I mean, you could definitely jump in as an adult if you want to.
Do we know, how did the impact not knock either of them out?
Yeah.
They must not have been up too high.
It couldn't have been.
Because those ships are so tall.
That's the part I haven't seen, is how far up were they when they jumped. But usually, and by the way, the pastor said it was amazing how quickly they became just little dots in the ocean. You couldn't see them anymore. I mean, it's that fast. Because you feel like you're going really slowly on a ship, but really, you're moving. And so they just became nothing. Mm-hmm. But they were saved by the Disney staff. Within minutes, they used life rings and a rescue boat and went out and got the boat.
It's
in the
incredible
water,
rescue.
Went out and got them. I'll tell you something, man. If you're a father, you just don't even think. You just jump. You just go after your daughter.
Would you go in head first or feet first?
Feet first. I cannot dive. I cannot
get
dive.
Up on that railing. It's a little. I don't know.
I don't. I always go.
Go get her.
I have never hit the water head first. I am always feet
regardless.
First. Regardless. I can't do it.
Not from the side.
Never.
Low dive.
Never. Not one time. I can't make myself go into the water head first.
Can you cannonball?
I can do that. Anything butt first or feet first. One time we were doing a fun
can opener.
I can try the can opener. I cannot go in head first. Once I was playing a fun game when we were back in high school, and somebody I knew had a pool, and everybody was like, it was kind of like
above ground, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, obviously. But we were doing the diving board, and you had to. Somebody did one, and you had to copy it. And so I said, before we play, rules are feet first only, because I can only do feet first. And they were like, ooh.
I'm going to twist in the air. Watch me.
That's all I could do. I was out very early. They were like, we're not just doing feet first. I said, yeah, I'm going feet first. Debbie, you're talking about the Disney cruise dad who's the hero today. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. P1.
Thank you.
So the dad put the little girl on the top rail for a picture.
Ooh.
Yeah, and she fell over. He went over after her, and the boat was going so fast that by the time they sounded the alarm and it turned itself around, it took them 20 minutes to get back in that direction and launch the boat.
Oh, my God.
The little tugboat.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
Well, I mean, to turn a big boat around, I mean, that's almost impressive.
Yeah.
And they were going at a good clip because they were on their way back, you know.
To port,
The port was, Disney. Yeah.
Did you guys...
Crazy.
Unreal.
Thank you. Did you see what they say over the loudspeaker in the halls?
No.
It may be one of my favorite details. When it happened, they over the intercom, I guess the captain probably alerts the crew and said, Mr. MOB on the port side, Mr. MOB, man overboard.
So they say it that way.
Not to panic.
They don't go, oh my God, man overboard.
Oh, yeah, you don't, Jesus.
Yeah. Man overboard.
Mr. MOB to the port side. Mr. MOB to the port side.
And then
I'm going to excuse me. I'm going to take off my little Mickey head here and jump into this little light raft.
I was going to say all the characters suddenly disappear from the Lido deck.
Of course. Yeah.
They go running. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And yeah. I hate to say it, but to the caller's point, I'm not shocked that the girl was up on the railing for a pic.
That's it. That's
Because you can't. Disney would never build a boat where a four-year-old would go over.
No.
That's exactly
without
right.
Without assistance.
That's exactly right. That's a great point. See, what did I think? Oh, she crawled through. You know, crawl through. You stick her on top for a picture. God, I wouldn't do that. I'm getting
the heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies thinking about that.
Getting swamp crotch.
I'm getting swamp crotch. My crotch is so swampy right now from even thinking about it. These are some witnesses on the boat who saw the dad do it.
He couldn't get to the life preservers because he was holding on to his daughter. The ship was moving so quickly. It's crazy how quickly the people became tiny dots in the sea, and then you lost sight of them.
It looks like it was the mother because they were escorting her across the deck. They blocked off the deck, and I just saw her crying, and I just felt for her at that moment, and I just started praying.
That was a very heroic thing that he did.
Everyone was cheering on the ship, and the quick response of Disney made a big difference.
Astonishing. You cannot imagine a better outcome.
That's true.
Yeah, Carnival would have left you. Hope you can swim to Nassau.
Yeah, we lose one or two
there
every time.
There is a difference.
No
okay?
big deal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, is that a black? Is that a human bobbing out there? No, it's just sewage. It's all right.
Yeah.
We just did a sewage dump.
You're right. There is a difference.
There's a difference.
Yeah. I have cruise.
You get what
smoke.
You pay for. Yeah.
You pay more on a Disney cruise, but they'll come back and get you.
Mr. M.O.B. Mr. M.O.B.
Carnival would have made the announcement. Look, some dumb son of a bitch, he fell over on the port side. If y'all want to run over and get pictures. And everyone would.
He's in room 1105 if you want to go through his stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Get his duty-free liquor. Uh-huh.
Are you guys going to help them? Nah, we're going to keep on trucking. They're in international waters. Someone will get them.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's exactly how it would be. And everybody's like, well, he's a hero. I mean, he is, but.
He is a hero.
He no doubt. Of course, he should
be. Reckless. Do you think we'll see an interview with Hero Dad?
I do. I think he'll be on the Today Show and all
know.
That. You don't think?
I don't know, because if he did sit the daughter up there for the picture.
I'm sure he did.
The backlash would be swift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a hero, but he also probably thought to himself, if I don't go over this rail.
Yeah, okay. I don't even think.
This is completely my fault.
You can't even think. You just go.
No.
And you got to jump quickly because you're going
to be next.
As soon
as you saw her topple.
You got to go right over after top.
But really? My phone, my shoes, these are leather. Jeez.
That's right.
Really, I'm shocked he was able to get the daughter.
Me too.
Same.
Because I mean, the way those boats move.
Yeah,
just,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not get sucked underneath. Yeah.
Right.
Or go so far under that you panic and swallow water.
Plus, she's so young. I mean, God, you got to get to her and grab her immediately. And then pray that somebody throws you a life preserver. Goodness gracious. I'll bet that mom... I bet she's mad that he put her up there. Because she may have said do it, you know?
That's entirely possible.
That's what people do now, you know, to get those.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful backdrop of sunset.
Yeah.
Who knows what it was?
Yeah.
Blue water.
I was just reading that young people, like Generation Z now, their concert experiences are becoming more dangerous because they're trying to position themselves in the mosh pit or close to the stage for the perfect picture, and they're getting, you know, everybody's pushing you out of the way to get the perfect spot for Instagram.
Well, you're focusing on the show and the your shot.
That's right. So they're
not all the stuff around you.
Exactly. So they're saying you've got to be more careful. I mean, we've seen that a million times where you get too close to a bison or something, you know, or close to a cliff. Turbo Ted, you're talking about these cruises and the dad that jumped overboard. Go ahead.
Let's not forget that the mom / wife is bitching at this guy bigger than life for ever putting the kid up on the rail in the first place.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Or did she direct him to do that? Did she
was
say?
Was she taking the
picture? Was she taking the picture and say, put her up there?
Yeah. You know, because he might have been, the girl's on the railing.
Mm-hmm.
She's even with her dad.
Let me tell you, you jump in that water and you don't want to come back to the wife at that point. You know, he's like, just take me. If you're going to take my daughter, take me too. You know, let the tides take me.
Can we get to Cuba from here?
Yeah.
How far is Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
It's 90 miles, sir.
Hey.
From Key West.
Oh, and you know the rest of the crews, they're just every time they're walking the deck, the wife has a chance. She's throwing that at him.
Absolutely.
Oh. Hey, Mr. MOB.
Right.
Oh, you want to sit and take a picture with her up here?
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Dinner, awkward.
That is a backlash for a long, long
big
time.
Big time.
It's another quick issue I have with Jaws on its 50th anniversary.
Oh.
That's a really long swim they have back in after.
Oh, Chief Brody and Hooper?
Brody and Hooper. They've killed the shark. And then they're just like, hey, what day is it? Oh, it's Tuesday or Wednesday.
Correct. Now, it's been a while since I've seen all the way through Jaws. Are they swimming back on pieces of the orca, or do they have one of the barrels?
They have barrels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think two barrels.
And it's not just Jaws. I have that problem with many movies that involve, like, a boat wreck and they swim back.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend at Bernie's. They seem to get pretty far offshore,
yeah,
and then they have to swim back on dead Bernie.
Right. Now, they had dead Bernie.
Yeah.
I don't remember how far they swam.
But they got a good ways back to New York City. Remember, they took Bernie's boat to get back to New York City. And they went for a good couple miles at least.
Yep.
And then boat runs out of gas. Hey, Rich, you didn't check the gas.
Yeah.
And then they cut to them swimming back on Bernie's body. And I'm like, Mm-mm. Yeah. But I feel that way in a lot of movies.
Well, in Jaws, I mean, it's the very last scene. And they're like, how far out? And they're just like, oh, just keep kicking. You know, keep kicking. Yeah. And it's like, they're miles out to try to get that shark.
Do you think anyone from this ineptly run town saw the fireball?
No.
In the distance and sent out a boat?
No, I don't. You think the mayor was going to do that?
Hey, chief, where you been? Blowing up the shark. Right, blowing up a shark. You're crazy, Brody.